WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott continues to send asylum seekers crossing the border, many from Venezuela, by bus or plane to Chicago. More than 8,000 have arrived since last August. The flow slowed in recent months, but it's picking back up. For the past 2 weeks, Chicago officials estimate more than 100 new arrivals per day are seeking shelter, and a number of them are ending up at Chicago police stations. WBEZ's Michael Puente has the story.
At several of Chicago Police Department stations, you'll find Little Caesar pizza boxes, Dunkin' Donuts coffee cups, and other items surrounding the migrants who lay, sit, or stand in the vestibule of these stations, with little to protect them from the blowing wind when the front doors open. The Diaz family arrived at 1 2 weeks ago. Their journey began 2 years ago when they left their native Venezuela and found a temporary home in neighboring Colombia. Then they went to Mexico before arriving in Chicago. Joanna Diaz says it's been tough. She says they've had to sleep on bare floors with no sheets, no food, or access to showers. And sometimes they aren't made to feel welcome. She says they weren't given anything. One police officer approached her and told her it wasn't his responsibility to find her food. The Diaz are part of the latest wave of asylum seekers to arrive in Chicago, now averaging 75 to 125 people per day, according to city officials. But with no place to put the new arrivals, officials have been sending them to police stations all over the city as a last resort. Diaz's family spent nights going from one to another before finding themselves at District 4 in South Chicago. There, they are given a little more privacy, situated off to the side and away from the sliding doors. Joanna Diaz says the officers are nicer here. Her husband, Edwin Diaz, says he didn't come to the United States seeking help. He just wants to find a place to stay so they can find a job and help his family. Another migrant, Jose Jimenez, is also staying at the 4th District station with his wife Adriana and their three children. As we talk, Adriana approaches us after returning from a nearby church with her daughter and a few others who went to take showers. Adriana Jimenez agrees that the hospitality shown here is much better than the other police stations she's visited. She says she can't complain about the treatment here because they help them with food, water, and other items. She was hoping for a place to stay to make it more comfortable for her three children, including her son who was sick. When new arrivals make it to Chicago, they are directed to call the city's non-emergency number 311 to request shelter. Hospitals were once an option for those seeking shelter, but not anymore, according to Nubia Willman, director of the city's Office of New Americans. Last week, she spoke before the Chicago City Council on the issue. To not overburden one station, arrivals are spread out across the city.
To be clear, this is not a long-term solution. There are only chairs, no space to eat, no showers, laundry, or activities for children.
Willman says the city has developed so-called respite centers, but they fill up fast. The city is trying to identify suitable locations for more respite centers to take the pressure off the police stations. Alder people also say that it's unhealthy for both the migrants and the police officers for anyone to be living at the stations. The city is also seeking millions of dollars to care for the migrants already here and the onslaught of those expected to come soon. For Joanna Diaz, she just wants to find a place to live, work, and schools for her two young children, including her 4-year-old daughter, who is autistic. She says she wants to put her in a school for autistic children, and she hopes to provide a better future for her family, a future she didn't have. Michael Puente, WBEZ News.